with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy...
Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We just talked a little bit about knives and Laura Schapanek's birthday party, but let's get into something that a lot of our listeners are going to be diving into, and that is a little bit of venison sausage. And Chaz, I've had your venison sausage. It's really, really good. It's a great recipe, and you were nice enough. You said you might want to share a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's nothing real fancy, and I find myself getting ready for camp, and I like some snacks up at camp, and one of the things when we were talking about that, I says, well, the summer sausage, because, you know, you just kind of leave it on the cutting board, and
right,
everybody just whacks off a hunk and maybe get some cheese with it or
right,
whatever.
Yep, good piece of sharp cheddar with a piece of venison
while
sausage,
you're,
crazy
while you're
good.
Just funking around, you know, like on the 14th.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's all ramped up. You got to get all your clothes laid out and everything all
right,
sorted, and everybody's, what'd you buy new this year?
Right.
It's a great little thing to have.
Yep.
And it's real easy. We mix the some venison and some pork. I use 8 pounds and 10 or and 2 pounds to make 10 pounds of meat. And I'll grind that after I've gone through and mixed in the spices.
Okay, so the prepping the venison. I'm gonna take you down a little rabbit hole. A lot of people say there's a silver skin on some venison, and that is that's a membrane between the skin and the actual muscle. Are you taking taking steps to make sure that's not in your sausage?
When
it doesn't matter.
When I process, I get that out.
Okay.
Okay.
It's chewy, right?
It's chewy. It yeah. I mean, it's not going to kill you.
Right.
But it's not going to be the best presentation, as we like to say.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So I get that. I'll cube up, or if I've got leftover grind, that'll work too.
Right.
Mix in with a little chunky pork, you know, just buy some cheap chunky stew pork.
Yeah, or pork butt at $2 a pound right now. Yeah.
Whatever you can get for reasonable. And then, you know, you throw in some Morton Tender Quick. You got to put some sugar, some peppercorns. I like a little mustard seed in there.
Oh.
Because that gives you a little snappy crunch once in a while, a little surprise of spice.
Yeah. But the peppercorns are broken down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I like a coffee grinder.
Oh, okay.
To break my peppercorns up,
yep,
so they don't make dust.
Yeah.
I like a hearty
little crunch in there, and then again, a little pop of pepper.
And if it gets stuck in your tooth, you got a hobby of tonguing that out of there. And obviously, you got to throw some garlic powder in there. And you're going to mix all that up.
Okay.
Now, if you got your smoker, we're going to smoke this when we're done. If you're just doing it in the oven.
Okay.
Put just a little bit of liquid smoke in there.
Okay.
Okay. That a little bit goes 10 miles.
Right. Very strong, very pungent, and you can overwhelm it, and that'll be all you taste if you use too much of it. And you're talking like a tablespoon or two in 10 pounds of meat.
Most.
Yeah. I mean, it goes a long way. So are you, before we cook this.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to throw it through the grinder, and I got the sausage stuffer on there.
Okay.
And whether I'm going to run it up in the big 3-inch
right,
casing, or if I'm going to run it like for sticks in a little 3/4-inch stick casing,
right,
I'm going to run that out through the snout and bam, 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 make up a sausage tube.
Right.
And then I'm going to twist it off, tie it with a piece of, you know, a little cotton
right,
twine there, hunk it off, and now it's going to go to the heat.
Okay.
And we're going to throw it in, you know, smoker temp, 150, 160.
Okay.
And just let it go. Half a football game.
Right.
Just let it go in there and stuff. And
what are we looking for? What are we looking for a done temperature?
160.
Okay. Yep.
I mean, we've got some spices in there. We got some salt preservative in there. We're pretty safe on the world.
And are you using a natural casing or not?
I like the natural casing because it'll sweat a little of that fat out.
Right.
And
it also lets a little bit of the smoke in.
Lets the smoke in.
If you're using your smoker.
Better than the artificial casing.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I've got a friend that does this in a loaf pan, though.
Okay.
You know,
and
if you
slice
don't
it like meatloaf.
All,
yep.
But we usually do it up in the big logs.
Sure. Well,
put it
travels
on the smoker.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah, you throw it in, you bring it up to camp. Everybody that I hunt with is smart enough to peel the casing off. But it just makes it real easy to handle. And then when you got a half a chunk left over because it's time to go hunt, put a piece of foil over the end, shove it in the fridge. It's
right.
fine for later.
Or cut up so. Five slices of it, throw it in a baggie and put it in your pocket, and then you got tree snacks.
Well, right? I got friends that won't even cut it up. They just take the hunk. But it's just a real easy snack.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's really nice to come up to your boys and say, oh, I made this.
Right. And then the other thing is that it's ready to go at any time. And I think that different guys come back in the morning from the morning hunt. Some will so wimp out, and they'll be back to the shack by 10. Others are diehards. They might come back at 1 in the afternoon. But there's something there to eat. The first thing you do after you get your clothes off is, me, I crack a beer, and then I'm looking for something to munch on while the rest of the guys, if I'm making lunch or whatever, there just needs to be something.
Well, I'm a dark-to-dark guy.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to be out there about an hour and a half before light, and I'm going to stay a half hour after dark.
Right.
So I've got that hunk in my bag.
Yeah.
So right. that I can have something for lunch right there sitting in the blind, because those nooner deer, they're sneaky.
Yeah, yep, and so are the nooner hunters. So that's pretty cool. Another great thing to pack that we can cover is a Scotch egg. And I was going to do that a little later, but we got a couple minutes, so I'm going to do that. And this is a la Sobey Meats, okay?
Oh, Sobey makes them. Dewey makes great ones.
Right. I use there's a particular kielbasa that Sobey Meats makes. It's called Parkside Kielbasa. And it's in a two. It's cased in a kielbasa casing. But I have them get it to me bulk, and I'll boil up a couple dozen eggs and maybe get like 6 pounds of this kielbasa. Right? And you just take a patty of it, flatten it out, throw that hard-boiled egg in there, and then wrap it up like a baseball. And I mean, just pack it until you can't see the egg anymore and it's covered in sausage. You throw those on the smoker and cook them. No foil or anything. Just lay them on the smoker. Take your smoker up to 250 just so they're going to cook. And all you're doing, obviously the egg is cooked, but all you're doing is cooking that kielbasa on the outside. Right? So then I get them done. You'll know when the sausage is done. It looks like done sausage, right? And it's only maybe a quarter inch thick all the way around that egg. I take them, let them cool, and I wrap them in tin foil just to keep individually. You can grab one of those things when you're at camp, throw it in your pocket, and I would always put it in a pocket on the inner part so it warms up a little bit, because I got to keep them in the fridge to keep them fresh or keep them out where it's cold. But you warm it up just a little bit with your body heat, and then your snack while you're in the tree is just
I got a tip for you, man. To kick them up just a little notch.
Okay.
Roll that wet egg.
Or wet, know, wet sausage?
No, the wet egg.
Wet egg.
Before you wrap it in the sausage.
Okay.
Mustard powder.
Oh, really?
Then put it in that sausage.
Oh, wow.
And that sausage is just going to, as it cooks, it's going to hydrate that mustard a little bit, and it's going to put that little zing in there.
Wow, great and idea. I've never done that. I've made thousands of these things, and I've never done anything on the egg.
One of the things I like is my snacks to be a little bit zippy.
Right.
Because you're sitting by yourself in the peace and quiet of the woods and enjoying nature and everything.
Yeah.
And your eyelids might start to get a little heavy.
Yeah.
So a little zippy snack, maybe some pepper jack cheese.
Right, yeah.
Keep you alert.
Yeah, right. Wake you up a little bit, but that's cool. Well, anyway, there you go. There's some snacks for the deer camp. We're going to be covering more of those. But coming up next, we've got a guy named Chad Shaw, who is a steelhead extraordinaire, and he's going to give us a little steelhead report. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.